Good morning.
Just trying to get a truck.
Good morning. 10:51 a.m. on Wednesday, March the 4th, 2020. It's another lovely morning. I got out before noon today. I didn't let myself get distracted. I got the words done around 9:30. Did a little social media scan. Checked in on Science Fiction and Fantasy Writers of America and took care of some business. And I said to myself, you know, before you get tied into anything else, perhaps you should take your walk. So here I am, 50-something degrees, 52, maybe be 54 by the time I get back. The day is heating up fast. I'm just wearing a windbreaker and a hoodie. Listening to the geese. So my new hard drive came from my laptop yesterday, and I have to confess I was a little bit leery. I took the machine offline, backed up my user home directory, which has all of the stuff in it. All the stuff that I have accumulated over 8 years is in that directory, including all the files going back for God knows how long. Not far enough, but way back for talking on my morning walk. Somewhere, I suspect that there's a hard drive that has all of them on it. But all the stuff that I've accumulated on that machine, all the emails since like 2010. No, I don't think they go back that far. I think they might go back to like 2014. But still, it's a lot. And it was only 25 gigs. So it took just under an hour to back that up. And I had the machine offline, so it couldn't get any more. And I didn't do anything while it was backing up. I had everything shut down. And so I pulled the old drive out, put the new drive in. Took, I don't know, maybe 15 minutes to change out the drive. And of course, when I booted the machine, nothing happened because there's no bootable disk in it. I had an Ubuntu 64-bit CD, DVD, and so I plugged that in. And everything started right up. Ran through the upgrade, went through the install and the upgrade. Comes with a flock of geese. Copied my Thunderbird folder in and named it correctly and opened Thunderbird and voila! All my old emails, all my accounts, all my passwords, everything was all right there. All came right up. So yeah, I haven't noticed that it was particularly faster. It might boot a little bit faster, but I don't boot that often, so it's hard to tell. But I think it is quieter. Now when the cooling fan comes on, I hear the cooling fan. I don't hear the disk drive spinning all the time. So that's cool. Next week I'll have a new memory, and it'll go from, I think at the moment it has 6 gigs. It'll go up to 16. That might make a difference. Yeah, even if it doesn't, it's going to be a lot better machine to try to use. If for all, if for the only reason that I'm not working around bad sectors, and the machine won't hang periodically when the hard drive craps out. I still have the hard drive, and I have an adapter. I can turn the hard drive into a USB drive. If there's something off it that I want, that I discover, it's not in my own directory. I played a lot with distributions. Actually, I looked at Salient OS just because it has completely different architecture. I like it a lot, but I don't know if I like it that much. I also have Mint installed on a bunch of machines. The Mint 19 is really quite nice in terms of the operating system and the friendliness and getting particularly desktop hardware. I'm not sure how good it would be on a laptop, but I like it a lot. Although I have to say that the Cinnamon window manager for Ubuntu is, I've really gotten used to it. I like Unity. Unity's okay. Cinnamon, yes. Cinnamon is Cinnamon is cool. So, I spent yesterday afternoon tinkering and puttering around, and yesterday's episode was the last one on the old machine. Today will be the first one on the new machine. I have no idea if anything is going to work. I haven't even checked to see if Audacity is involved yet. I don't know if it's been downloaded. I asked for third parties and drivers to be installed at upload time. It seems to have done it. I need to check to see. I think they've finally gotten a wireless driver that works with my chipset, which would be cool. I've had this laptop wired for ever, just because I got tired every time there was a kernel upgrade, the wireless would crap out. Originally, I had a different distribution. What did I use before? Was it Fedora? What was it? I can't remember. When I originally built it, I can't remember. How odd. When I made the switch to Ubuntu, I think that was quite a while ago. I didn't look back. It was like, okay, this is... to begin with, I wasn't constantly trying out new distributions, loading up new machines all the time. So I don't remember. before Ubuntu, I don't remember. But I've got, I really want to try to figure out how to compile my own. Coming up on it, get ready, sit with me, monk post. So that I can get a more up-to-date version of Ubuntu on the Chromebooks. It's running 16, which is okay, but 16 won't run Cinnamon. Or if... And 18 isn't available. In theory, if you know enough, apparently you can get Cinnamon to run. I've been completely unsuccessful at getting Cinnamon to run. But I'm using... I'm running Linux under Chrome. And I think what I might want to do is take one of these machines and figure out how to just run Linux on it. That would be spoopy. I don't know if you can do it. I have to look it up. The next task. The next little tinker task to keep my ADHD brain from remembering that I'm doing the same thing all the time every day. But it's paying off. I mean, there's a certain... While I get a little... I feel the pull of, oh, am I going to do this? And the answer is yes, you're going to do this. There isn't a question. There is no question, am I going to do this? You're going to get up and write this morning? Of course I'm going to get up and write this morning. It's 140-something days. Of course I'm going to get up and write this morning. I'm not going to not write this morning, because if I wait, I won't do it later. And here it is, like 11 o'clock in the morning. I've got my new writing done. You know, am I going to work on Troy Harbor this afternoon to try to see how much of it is salvageable? I'm just going to dive into the idea of Troy Harbor in the next book? Maybe. I don't know. But I don't have an afternoon meeting this afternoon. The rest of the day is pretty much clear until dinner time. And I've got to do dinner and trivia at 8. And bed by 10. Get up tomorrow and do it again. La-di-da, la-di-da. Beautiful morning. I'm trying to remember what I'm reading now, and the answer is I don't know. The difficulty is that I've gone through so many samples, and I've got to the end of the sample and gone, yeah, or even thrown it before I got to the end of the sample and gone, yeah. It is, I go through these streaks where I'll get 20, 30, 40 crappy samples in a row. I think the one I've got now is, what the heck is the guy's name? John? John's Crazy Something. It's the second book in a series, anyway. Two gay private detectives. Funny as hell. Love the characters, love the stories. What's her name? I don't know. Can't remember. But it was like, okay, well, I read the first book, I'll read the second book. Because I don't have anything better to read. There's a ton of really promising writers who can't keep my attention. And when I look at it, I try to figure out, okay, why is this book not working for me? And it's almost always the same thing. I just did two books, two different first of a series from the same person. And both samples had the same problem. The front end. Don't explain the world to me. Don't spend the first, I don't know, 1,500 words giving me the backstory. Backstory doesn't matter. Backstory doesn't matter to me. Tell me the story. What's the story? Don't tell me what's happened. Tell me what's going to happen. And that seems to be a common pattern. How is this guy doing? Arranging rocks. He's got a fingerboard. It's like a little tiny skateboard. And he's running it back and forth on the table under the gazebo with his fingers as legs. Okay. Ooh, wipe out. Ask the lady who's trying to keep her dog under control. Keep my voice down. Okay. Well, Dark Knight Station is coming to a conclusion. I didn't finish it today. Maybe tomorrow. Maybe the next day. Maybe by the end of the week. I don't know. Karen says she's going to have the Wizard's Butler back to me by the end of the week. Early next. Wow, I'm working off a sweat. Okay, here I am. Out the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.